Now on Colorado's Morning News, the president pushing forward with big ticket agenda items like his infrastructure proposal and the American Families Plan. But those ambitious plans also come with huge price tags, and that's raising concern about the possibility of inflation. Plus, the April jobs report comes out this week.
Looking at all of it and more with day trader and friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, we got Pat with us as well, as always. I wanted to start first by asking this. Janet Yellen trying to reassure investors that the president's spending plan won't be bring about higher inflation. Do you buy that argument?
I do not. And it's very interesting because she mentioned on 60 Minutes Sunday about how not to worry because the spending that the president is looking at doing is going to be phased in over at least 10 years. And if it's evenly spread out, her argument was, we're not really going to see an impact as far as inflationary concerns on the economy. Well, then she comes out yesterday, talking about, well, you know, if things start to heat up, the Fed may need to look at adjusting interest rates. Remember, she was a former Fed chair, so this is something that's in her wheelhouse. Well, this morning, she's back to saying not worrying about it. And when you have so many people telling you not to worry about something, you have to think, is there really a concern here that we need to pay attention to? You look at the market, the pre-market's up this morning almost 100 points. We're still at 34,000 plus. But that doesn't mean that there's a growing concern on Wall Street that some of this could actually overheat the economy to a point that we would be forced to deal with inflation for the first time in decades. Many people are totally unprepared for what would happen if that situation takes place.
Mm. What do you expect when the April's jobs numbers come out on Friday? Do you think they could be pretty telling?
April, they're telling us more than a million jobs is what the analysts are looking at. Last month, we were surprised pleasantly with 916,000 jobs that were added. But there's a growing concern that a lot of the increased taxes, the increased minimum wage, some of these other things are going to start to impact small business where we get the vast majority of the jobs created throughout the country. But, of course, if that is something that's going to start to impact these numbers, we're still several months from it. So I feel pretty good that the estimates that they have as far as a million or so that is expected on Friday is going to be pretty close to that.
Jay, it's Amazon's world, and we're all just kind of in orbit around it. They were out. A number of tech companies had big profits in the last quarter, but Amazon's were just incredible.
Well, when you look at, you know, they finished last year, Pat, with, what, $21 billion in net income, and they had a bottom line result, I think $8.1 billion. They're seeing a quarterly record that's been established. I mean, and the scary part is that they are more excited about the future than they are the past. We talked last year when April asked me a very telling question about, hey, Jay, what stock should we keep an eye on? And of course, Amazon was one of the ones that was an easy pick because of the fact that so many people were pivoting to having things sent to them versus going out and buying them. And for those that took advantage of that last year, they're sitting on some nice stock right now, and Amazon's convinced it's going to continue to go up.
Well, here's a confluence of another area of expertise of yours. We're talking the airline industry. I guess I'm seeing more people are traveling. Is that a good sign? Are we seeing the airlines starting to recover? And how are we doing with hiring pilots? Wasn't that part of the issue, too?
Yeah, they still have the issue with pilots. I think we're going to be okay there. And on Sunday, we had 1.6 million people fly. First time that we've crested 1.6 million during the pandemic. Now, of course, it's going to be very interesting as we go through the rest of May because May and September are the two slowest travel months of the year. So that 1.6 million on Sunday, still about 65% of what the normal number would be if we were, you know, apart from the pandemic. But airlines are convinced that they're going to see a strong summer travel season, which kicks off Memorial Day. And most of these airlines are trying to bring back all their planes that were parked into service. And they're also looking at trying to bring back the pilots and the flight attendants that have been laid off as well. And hopefully that'll happen and they'll be able to enjoy a nice, profitable summer travel season because they desperately need it at this point.
Jay, you teach people how to day trade. What's your stock tip for the day today?
Avoid stocks that are coming out with a secondary stock offerings. I get a lot of emails from people saying, hey, Jay, this company's putting out not an initial IPO, but a secondary one. And that's a red flag because a lot of times that's because they're running out of money. They need money. And a lot of times when they come out with this, we'll see the stock drop 10, 15% or more because investors understand the more of a stock that you print, it's like printing more money, the value of the existing shares go down. So if you're sitting around a company that's talking about mulling over a secondary stock offering, run for the hills.
More of Jay's wisdom and insight can be found at daytradefun.com. Jay, as always, thank you.
Have a great day.